Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Cam Newton is brought to you on a Patriots Monday by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros, by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing, also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Cam Newton, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Not pretty yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But, we just have to keep pressing, plugging along. And, there's no motivating speech. There's nothing that needs to be done besides, accept the challenge and accept where we are and just get better from it.
I mean, as a leader on this team, what do you say to the guys after a loss like that?
Most frustrating is, I put so much on my plate that, yesterday I just kind of felt like I was pressing too much, understanding what the situation was, and it kind of showed. And, that's not me. But through it all, being a leader on this team, we just got to find ways to get our guys going and still believe in the fact that we are who we are, right? And, that's a positive in itself. Even throughout the whole game, halftime, the in-game adjustments and whatever, everybody was calm. We was just needing, more of a, play to be made just to gain some type of momentum, but that didn't happen.
So when it comes to, as you say, to putting pressure on yourself, we had a caller a little while ago who said you look like you're playing scared. Wiggy said maybe you look like you're playing nervous. I mean, is that – do you feel like you, when it comes to putting too much pressure on yourself, that you are playing either of those ways?
Nervous? No. Scared? Absolutely not. Thinking? Now that's something that I could, probably finger point. But yet, there's no need to feel any type of way besides accepting all challenges. And, I have to get better. I I'm adamant about it.
When you talk about frustrations, right, for all athletes, how do you avoid letting the frustration affect your play? If you're not playing good and sometimes those frustration kicks in, sometimes it can affect the next play and the next play. How do you mentally have to change that? So, or does it even affect you when you are playing?
Oh, so true. Energy, momentum is that's a real thing. You can't see it. You only can feel it. And in the game like yesterday, when you do not feel the momentum is on your side, you feel as, third and one can feel like third and 10, second and six can feel like second and 20. And, it's just a more feel that, you can't really finger point it by, like I say, seeing it. It's just more of a feel, within the guys.
Speaking of the guys, when you go back and look at film, when it comes to the receivers, do you feel like it's taking too long for them to get open? Are you sometimes missing the open guy? What do you see when you look at film?
From yesterday, I missed them. The throw to Julian, that was more of a, kind of not being on the same page, but yet, you know, with that type of route, he was feeling he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And, you know, not reading his body language, you know, put the ball in harm's way and it tipped up for an interception. So, you know, anybody else, you know, you just have to get in game, practice throughout the week and know in any type of situation what they're going to do.
You know, we did talk about your right arm getting dinged up in that Broncos game. Is that a factor for you at this point?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Okay.
One of the things that you just mentioned, and you said thinking too much, and, you know, you can kind of see that as players where, and is this something that you're thinking about where you feel like maybe you got to get back to just reacting and letting the game come to you rather than, you know, trying to break down? And I know it's kind of weird because you say you got to be thinking as a player, but you also got to be reacting as a player.
I think the game of football, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, the person or the team who reacts faster than the next team, you know, typically wins. And, you know, what is reaction? You know, reaction is, you know, when you break the huddle, you come to the line of scrimmage, and whatever the defense does, you're reacting to what they do faster than they are to you. What's reacting? When you get the ball in open field after a catch, after a run, or during a run, and you see a defender, what his tackling technique, you react faster than what he does, and or vice versa. So, you know, that's what it pretty much comes down to. And yeah, you're right. I am not reacting faster, and it's affecting the tempo of how I play. But you know, I have nobody to blame. I don't want to blame nobody. It's all on me to get in a comfort state to you know, kind of be productive.
So you're great at that. I mean, you put it on yourself every week after a loss when you're on with us. But you said earlier with us that the answer for the offensive woes was in this locker room. You look at the first two games, I take those as an example, and then you look at the last two, do you still feel like you have the weapons that you need on this team to win football games?
Yes, because, you know, it comes down to, you know, it's kind of that, you know, that theory when you think about something too much, then that's when it really happens, you know, the most. And, you know, from day one, me being here, the keys to win has always been protect the football. And here I am, you know, I have yet, or we as an offense have yet to play a turnover free game. That is the key to win. And when it happens, you're saying to yourself, oh my God, like, I know I'm not supposed to be throwing interceptions left and right. I know fumbles are not supposed to be falling, but it keeps happening. And that's one of those things where it's just like, you know, the law of attraction. You know, you're saying, man, I cannot turn the ball over here. And then, boop, you know, three plays later, you know, it happens. And it's kind of a weird thing. It's almost comedic to even think about it, because it's like, bro, I'm not planning on just going out there just yigging interceptions left and right. You know, that's not what it is. But, you know, I don't know what funk, spell, or omen that's in, you know, Boogie's household right now, but I have to – you know, let off some chakras, some sage or something.
You got to light something or get a crystal or something.
Eat some
like
sage,
that.
Baby. Got to cleanse it.
I mean,
I'm telling you.
And it's not, Boomer Esiason was saying earlier, maybe it's some kind of like COVID fog or something like that. You're not feeling the effects of that, right?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of what it could be. It's simple. I have to play better. Let's just point and say that, you know, and I'm a big boy. I understand what this professionalism is. It's full of opinionated, you know, views, and some of them may be true. Some of them may be false, but yet at the end of the day, I'm looking at person in the mirror saying, okay, all right, let's figure this out. I've been here before. All right. Unfortunately and fortunately. So, you know, through it all, I cannot sit up here and expect something from somebody else that I'm not, you know, giving myself. You know, playing smart football happens with comfort and control. And until that happens, you know, you risk having those type of performances like yesterday.
Cam, you mentioned the law of attraction, which, you know, thoughts become things. And I'm curious, after a game like that, how do you maintain your positive mindset? How do you get out of your own way, essentially, and not get trapped in your head so that you're, you know, manifesting maybe something negative? How do you stay positive?
Well, for me, I know I'm better than what I've been putting on film. And that's simple. And, you know, I accept any type of personal blamings and dealings. And I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, you cannot get to 3 and 4 wins without getting to 1 win. And that's everything that we're worried about. You know, at this particular point, I'm not caring about what any other team does, as I haven't. You know, it's just about us. It's about how we react. It's about how we, you know, play physical. It's about how we try to play mistake free. And if we do that, you know, we still haven't seen that game. So until we do, then that's when you attract the right things, you know, to your team.
Were you surprised when Bill took you out of that game?
No. Now, I'm a realist, but yet through it all, I knew there was, you know, I'm coachable. I didn't want to put up a, you know, how bad would that have been? Like, no, I'm not coming. You know, that would probably been embarrassing. But
you could have taken you should take your cleats off like OBJ does.
Nah, I'm definitely not doing that. But he came and said, you know, Stidham is finishing, and I agreed, and that's what it was. It was, you know, for any type of competitor, do you feel embarrassed? Yeah. And I am as honest as I could possibly be right now. But yet it tells you. And the first thing I said, you know, to myself coming home, I said, you keep playing games like that, bro, and it's going to be a permanent change. And, you know, so whatever type of way that we have to motivate ourselves, I'm honest with myself, so that leaves no type of miscommunication with others. And, you know, when the change happened, you know, I'm stuck on the sideline, you know, listening to plays and saying to myself, like, listen, is this really, you know, how you want to, you know, do things? Are you, this is how you want things to be done? And until you make that step to get better, as you have been harping on these last couple of weeks, then that's what it's going to be.
Well, you just talked about the permanent change. Bill Belichick, after the game, said that you're his quarterback moving forward, absolutely. And I know that's reassuring for a player to hear that his coach, you know, is definitely has his back. But you also got to know it's about a performance-based, you know, with Bill Belichick. It's what have you done for me lately? So what's the mindset knowing that, okay, he's got your back, but the rope might not be as long because of the performance not being as good?
Oh, you don't need to tell me that for me to understand that. And I get it loud and clear.
Wiggy's experienced it. I mean, he's been on the outs with Belichick before in his career, so he understands
yeah,
what's going on.
He knows the feeling.
No, but it is good to know that when you have a coach, and I think that was the one thing that I think was good by Bill on Bill's part, is to show, okay, we still have confidence in you, Cam, as a quarterback, but now it's like, all right, we got to figure out what it is and get you back to playing where you're just out there making plays. And, you know, I always look for a silver lining in any type of negativity that might come any player's way.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, I don't feel offended, you know, by what was done. I don't feel, you know, offended by having this type of conversation. Like I said, I'm a realist. So even prior to us having this conversation, I knew it was going to happen. And I just know, you know, I don't fear coaches. I don't fear coaches' stability or my position stability more so than controlling the locker room. Right. And, you know, performances like yesterday, you know, jeopardizes, like, oh my God, like, you mean players talk. Right. And I think that's what's most important to me, because knowing, yeah, you have your coaches, you know, belief, but my belief is I want to have the whole facility that's upstairs, that's, you know, downstairs, from trainers to players to even coaches, you know, so it doesn't start with just, you know, no miraculous play. You know, it doesn't, it's a whole body of work that goes into performing on Sundays. And yeah, we had a full week last week. It was relatively a good week. It wasn't good enough. And until we do, you know, we just have to have practice turnover to great games. And that's what it's all about.
Do you feel like that team quit at all at any point yesterday?
No, I don't. No, I don't. The reality of everything is we, and when I say we, I'm saying me, has to play better. And until, you know, everybody accepts personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Responsibility, correct. You know, that's where we're going to be. You know, I don't think, you know, we're a 6-point offense. You know, that's discouraging in itself. So, you know, if anybody is a competitor, which I know we do have competitors in that locker room, they take it personal, which I did and do.
Cam, I don't know if you've seen or heard anything yet about Jeff Garcia's comments regarding your attire. He was talking during the 49ers postgame coverage on NBC Sports Bay Area, basically essentially saying that unless you are performing on the field, you really don't have a right to wear what you've been wearing, like the loud and flashy outfits. Have you heard his comments?
Who is this?
Jeff Garcia.
former 40, quarterback. Yeah, for the 49ers.
Number five, Jeff Garcia?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I, you know what's crazy? I agree with him. And the fact that, you know, he's a former player, you know, he has every right to say that. And until that happens, then so be it. But that's another opinionated, you know, theory. And it's fair to say. So, I mean, I know I come off to so many different people, so many different ways, and that's fine. And he, you know what? He's exactly right. But I'm not changing the way I dress. So.
Well, he was saying that essentially you should have a different outfit for post loss and the
more, you know, somber looking.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jeff, but you know, I would say this, you know, I do certain things because of the culture I'm from and, you know, where I'm from. I don't know where Jeff is from, and I don't want to harp on it too long, but let's just say he's right.
Yeah, I think what he said was dumb. It makes no sense how you dress.
Well, of course, but you do, Wiggy.
No, but the one thing you brought up, and, you know, I've been in this situation before. You talked about confidence from your teammates, you know, and those guys in the locker room. And especially offensively, you know, you got to have confidence in the wide receivers and the tight ends the same way they have to have confidence in the quarterback. What are some of the things that you have to, you know, for you personally, that you feel like you need to do a better job at or continue to do to make sure that these guys know that they have that there's confidence in you as a player?
It's all about in-game performance. That's the only thing that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, unfortunately, in this business, that's the only thing that matters to people. I mean, you can have a great week of practice. You can be the ultimate leader. I mean, how many great leaders, you know, didn't win and they got the boot? So, you know, that's what it pretty much has come down to is can you win? And if that happens, then the rest is null and void. And that's the most important statistic in all of sports. You know, did you win? Doesn't matter how fast you are. Doesn't matter how many completions you had. Doesn't matter how many yards you threw for. Did you win? And until that happens, then that's where respect and everything else comes.
Cam Newton is our guest, and the quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Look ahead, if you will, Cam, to the Bills and what makes them a tough matchup for you guys Sunday.
This counts for two. This is a divisional opponent, and we know that. And, you know, we just can control today, come back, make the in-game adjustments, get ready for tomorrow, the next day after that. And, you know, accept the challenge, man. You know, that's what it's all about for me. I'm not talking to nobody but myself. Just accept the challenge and understand who you are and what you bring to the table. And whatever you bring to the table, make sure it's fulfilling. You know what I'm saying? Not only for you, but for the whole team as a body of work. So that's my mentality. I look forward to, you know, the competition come Sunday, and, you know, hopefully we will win.
And of course, you got to adjust the feng shui, as they call it, when it comes to the house or the car or whatever. You got to you got to do something different.
The steeze. You got to check the steeze of the house, man. You know, you got to make sure everybody's firing on all cylinders.
All right, Cam. Well, listen, thanks for being on. You know, I told you last week, the sky, I don't know if it's fallen or it's still in the process of falling, but there's a little bit of
pressure.
There's
a sky. Let's just say it like that. There's a sky.
There's a sky. It may, hey, listen, it may snow on Friday. Have you driven in the snow recently?
No, I haven't. But I'm looking forward to practice about that.
There you go. There it is.
There you go. It's always another day.
All right, Cam, we will talk to you next week, all right?
Man, you guys have an unbelievable week, and talk to you next week.
You too. Thanks, Cam.
There he is. That is Cam Newton, and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.